Welcome to another episode of Terra Insights, where humanitarian development and agriculture meets technology. I'm your host, Stephen Chagin. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk about what I wish I knew before becoming a GIS analyst. I think so. We'll be just going back in time and just reflecting on my journey as a GIS analyst, what I've learned, the highs, the lows, the failures and successes, and what I wish I knew. And also going forward, what is next. Let me just give you a bit of background about myself. I started this GIS journey in 2015. Yeah, end of 2015, as I got my first job as a GIS analyst. So I've been doing this for around 5 years, maybe. Give or take, five, six years. And yeah, it's been a journey and a half. I've learned a lot. And I keep on growing and growing and growing. Now, if I was to go back 6 years, 5 years ago, and do it again, what would I have done differently? And let's answer that. The one major thing I would have done differently is I would have learned, like I would have spent tens of thousands of hours perfecting my GIS skills through Udemy. I think that's when Udemy and online courses, this is when I started my GIS journey, this is when they were starting to become popular. Because 10 years ago, Coursera, they weren't there. Online classes were literally unheard of, but when I started GIS, that's when all they were. And they were a bit expensive those days. But I would have learned and done a lot of GIS classes. I'd have also been patient with myself, realize that this is maybe a 30-year journey, so it'll come with my highs and lows, prepare to fail. So I would have told myself that failure, unfortunately, is an option, but it's not, the story doesn't end with failure. You can always get back up. And I could have found a mentor, someone who has gone ahead of me and knows the GIS industry, and would have just been honest with me about the highs and lows of GIS industry, and have that perseverance, because some people want to quit. When you love something, you get to see the other side, the dark side of it. Lawyers who have been in the legal industry, eventually they quit and don't become chefs because they've seen what's on the other side. And unfortunately, I've also seen the dark side of GIS, the GIS industry. I won't go into details about that, but it is what it is. Every industry has that dark side, and you get to discover it once you go deeper and deeper into the industry. So I'd have known that is also a dark side into the industry, and just don't give up. The thing is, don't give up. So yeah, those things, I could have learned more, I could have gotten a mentor, and I could have known that there's also a dark side in the GIS industry. But that should not deter me from pursuing excellence. And yeah, they enjoy the journey. It's going to be a journey, and I'm not even quarter way there. If I'm going to retire at 60, I'm barely even half quarter way. So that's it. Tell me about your story, your GIS story, what you wish you knew and what you wish you would have learned as a GIS rookie. I thank you for tuning in for this podcast. See you next time.